When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We used to have a neighbour, she lived down there, and her name was Bessie, and Bessie was a butter smuggler. But she wore a long fur coat winter and summer, and inside this long coat she had various secret pockets and hidden compartments and for smuggling the butter, and then underneath the coat she wore an array of, remember the old ladies, maybe you're not old enough, the old lady used to wear skirts and whatnot underneath, but my mother used to use the Irish word for that, palthugs. But anyway, Bessie wore this fur coat and palthugs, and she was at a wedding in here one time, and a rat ran through the crowd, followed by a stick-wielding guest. And the poor rat was looking for a place to hide, and he saw Bessie's long palthugs, and he ran up the leg of her, whatever, skirt, and he hid in the folds. But Bessie gave him such a thump like that that she winded him, and he fell to the ground, and she lifted her boot on it, and she made mummy out of the rat on the ground. And without batting an eye, she turned to the woman beside her and she said, "And anyway, missus, as I was saying, wasn't the bride looking terrible nice?" We'll just turn the car here, Ronan, and we'll head over towards the border. It's just down here. My mother lived in Crossmaglen from 1934 to 1940. And there was a priest over there, and this priest had the power. It was said that he could hang his coat on a moonbeam, and the people were afraid of him on that account.
Isn't that a wonderful image?
A wonderful image, a moonbeam indeed. But at any rate, this priest was a butter smuggler. And he was based in the north, but he would smuggle in here to County Monaghan. And the custom men knew that he was smuggling, but they were afraid to go near him. But they must have got orders from on high that a stop had to be put to this priest, whose name I won't bother saying. One day he was crossing at a place called Clarban, and there were two custom men there, and one of them put up his hand, and the priest stopped, and the priest said, "What's the matter?" And the custom man said, "We're going to search your car and search you, Father." And the priest stepped out of the car and he said to the two custom men, "If you put a hand on me or on my vehicle, I'll turn you into two swans swimming on that river." "Oh," they said, "it's all right, Father. We're awful sorry for bothering you. Come on, come on." So he was waved through. He was going to turn them into swans. But another day, this was during the war, this priest was going along in the north, and he pulled up at a petrol station. The girl came out and he said, "Put a gallon of petrol in my motor car." And she said, "Have you coupons, Father?" "No, I have no coupons." But she said, "Father, the war is on. You have to have coupons before you buy the petrol." He said, "Listen, do you not know me? I'm Father so-and-so, the man with the power." She said, "I can't do it, Father. I just can't." Well, he said, "If you don't put a gallon of petrol in my motor car, I'll turn you into a buck goat with two horns on your head." And she said, "If you do, I'll stick them in your arse." She was a liberated girl, considering this happened in 1939. This is the River Fain. This forms the border between County Monaghan and County Armagh, and County Monaghan and County Low. Well, it's levelled now, but that where you see those weeds, that's just the ruin of the old Northern Customs hut. Remember I showed you the Southern Customs?
Yeah.
This Bessie woman, the woman that killed the rat after the wedding, Bessie was coming along one day here on her bicycle. And so she was weighed down with butter. She had maybe 8 or 10 pounds of butter in all these inside pockets. Customs officer put up his hand. "Well, Bessie, anything to declare?" "No." "Okay, just come on ahead in here now to the hostelry. We have a bit of a chat with you." And this happened in the middle of the summer, a beautiful hot summer's day. And Bessie got off the bicycle, and she was a poor creature. She could hardly move with the weight of butter. But they took her inside, and she parked her bicycle. They took her inside, and they had a roaring fire in the hut. Sweltering heat. So she was asked to remove her coat, and she said, "Ah, no, I won't take off the coat." But custom men couldn't search women, and there were no female customs officers. So there was Bessie with her 8 or 10 pounds of butter, the fur coat, in the heat of the hut. But they said, "Okay, Bessie, we can't make you take off your coat, but pull up here and sit at the fire." So they put a chair just in front of the fire and put Bessie on it. And they were entitled to detain her for a good while, so they kept her for 2 or 3 hours. And should they close the door and the windows, and it wasn't long until the perspiration or the condensation was running down the walls. But anyway, poor Bessie was there at prison, and they talked about every kind of rubbish under the sun. So you can guess the rest. So the butter started to melt, and as we see it in this area, it dripped out across the floor. So Bessie allegedly gave up smuggling that day. I don't know whether she did or not, but that's what I was told.